Hello, this is Ryoki Wendos, Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With a wish for that your life direction will be open to the right way, I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. By the way, what is this right way? I didn't mean right or wrong. What I meant is direction of your energy is expecting that things will be better and better in the future, every moment. If you are feeling that every moment energy is getting, the future is getting better and better every moment, or your energy will be much more comfortable for yourself and for others and for the world. So why not setting up your energy, that direction of your life is getting better and better. That is the right direction on the way toward the unification with the great spirit of the universe, Amida, Buddha or God, whatever the name is, and the continuous of the Amitayu Sutra, number 9, I think. Well, this area of the Amitayu Sutra, what I interpreted, this sentence first, that study all the Dharma and be in the state of the peace and never not to transform others, transform the world. When you see the word study in the sutra, it means to practice, not to get the knowledge or about something. So what is the meaning of the study Dharma? Well, it means that the practice with every direction to the rescue all beings. With your image, with your behave, with your old activities, and with your prayers, everything. This is the meaning of the study all the Dharma. What is interesting is, if you are living like this, with no calculation of getting any, getting paid back or something, or some any expectation, you start to be dwelled by the great spirit of the universe. That what you feel in your body and heart. As you more are fulfilled with the great spirit of the universe, of course, the peaceful wind blows in your existence. And what is interesting is that in the next sentence, It is written that never not to be transformed. Okay, what this means? We're simply saying that transform others and the world. Well, when we are in general in people think that about practicing or meditation, whatever. Okay, I sit, meditate, and be in peace, something like this, and forget about all other beings who are suffering in the world. That is not a spirit of the Mahayana Buddhist or any the true spirit of the or the master's way. Because there's no possible to separate, there's no separation of self and others. And what you see external world is not external world, it's everything what's happening. External world is everything what's happening in your heart. It is all reflection of your heart. However, all every beings are reflecting the heart of each other. That's how the universe is created. So anyway, to be in a peace state is not just about yourself. It has to be include to transform other people around you and also the world. And it's written in the next sentence as the because of such a state, which means that the state of the transparency. I mean, transparency is in translation of the echo in the Buddhism. Well, this means that the majestic power and great love or light, all those energy of the great spirit of universe, that will springs out from you when you deep into the receive unification from the great spirit of universe. And it is also at the same time it has to be transferred to others to transform others' energy from negativity to positivity, or from the sadness to happiness. All those, the effect of the prayers or effect of the practice or effect of the unification of the great spirit of the universe has to be transferred to transform other people in the world. That's what means of the echo. And that's what is written here, that be in a state of peace and never not to transform others. And if you be in that such a state, that's next is interesting part, your body, your existence can be appears to infinite the world of the Buddha, infinite world of the Apurand, which is there's so many different levels or so many variety of the Apurand or Buddha world exists in spiritual world, and your existence can be any the world freely. That's what it's saying. Well, transforming others is that you get the freedom of the power of the great spirit of the universe, and that makes yourself be free to be in anywhere in the world, wherever you like, the spiritual world of all the religions. And that sentence continues, and never ever be arrogance and feel suffering pain of beings as your own wounds. Well, it's interesting here it's written that feel other suffering, other pain of beings, other beings' pain as their wounds. Yes, this is the word of the Mahayana Buddhism Sutra. Not such a faraway state that if one just thinking about oneself and okay, I'll be in peace by meditating. And not so much care, not caring about others so much. Oh no, it's written here, feeling pain as of others as your own wounds. And because of this such a hard and practice with the prayers of rescuing all beings who suffering in this planet, and those who will bring you to be dwelled by the Great Spirit universe, and you be really fulfilled with the state of the peace, and it will be automatically transferred to others, and that will transform the universe, and you get freedom that your existence can be appear to any world. Our human life is not for to be trapped by the how to survive. Our human life is not to be controlled by the society. Our human beings' life is to gain the freedom of our own heart and gain the freedom from all the karma, and appears the majestic power of the Great Spirit of the universe. May your life will be such a fruit of in peace and freedom.